They were once wretched, right? But then coming to illumination. And I also think that there is the end in mind. Like this is eschatological, so to speak, when God will right every wrong and then reveal all hidden things. I love Luke 8:17. It says, everything that is hidden will be revealed. Folks, you, they, we ain't going to get away with it. There is going to be a judge, and there is a judge who sees everything. There's eyes, so to speak, on you all the time. But their eyes, here's the good news, their eyes of love, their eyes that want to woo. They're the eyes that belong, and metaphorically speaking, they're the eyes that belong to the very one who loves you, who knit you together in your mother's womb and desires no one perish, but all come to repentance. But we, like sheep, have all gone astray. And so verse 20, the poor man is hated, even by his own neighbor, but the rich has many friends. I've called this fair weather friends. They are a reality. You know what a sycophant is? You know, they suck up to those who can do something for them. If they got money, if they've got esteem, or just by hanging out with the in crowd, then they're going to like suck up to them, you know, because they think they're going to benefit from them. But they're abundant. And where there is something to be gained by association. And then I quoted this too. There goes the neighborhood. We all have heard that. We see somebody moving in, and if they're not to our liking, we go, oh, there goes the neighborhood. I remember just not long ago, Tara changed from Orange County Schools to Seminole, and so she had a lot of stuff to move, and we borrowed Joel's old beast of a truck. I love that truck. I've known that truck as long as I've known Joel, because he's had her longer. And we didn't overload it or anything, but just all the stuff that was hanging out and everything and all this and that. And we come up, and it was an off day, so she was there going to meet us. She brought her car, and Gene and I pulled up, and I said, here come the Clampets, you know, and who of all people had to open the gate and greet us? The administrator, the principal. So, but anyway, just a funny little anecdote there. But it's like, you know, why hate the poor? You know, why hate the poor? Well, they can seemingly promise no gain. See? And then why befriend the rich? Because they can benefit from such. I put here Ecclesiastes 5:11. Oh, wow, we're spoiled again. When goods increase, they increase who eat them. So what profit have the owners except to see them with their eyes? So let's move on. We don't have a stopping point on this, by the way, so don't have no fear. We'll just stop when it's time. Verse 21. He who despises his neighbor, see, these are kind of linked a little bit. He who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor, happy is he. So rather than despising your neighbor for being rich or poor, if you refuse to be the sycophant, we ought to look to aid the poor where it is better to give than to receive, but not to enable. Folks, if there's an epidemic today, and there's all kinds of them, sinful epidemics, if there's an epidemic today, it is the rescuing of the poor, or the rescuing of the ostracized, and now it's, you know what's in vogue right now? Be a victim. Be a victim, and you'll be celebrated. But here's the irony. Those who are playing the biggest victims are the most popular people in the world, the richest people in the world. But they're so victimized. You know, and ironically, the people who are being victimized, i.e. the church, are the mean ones. And they get everything they deserve. All right. And forget the optics of it all. Who cares if you're celebrated or not? as the proverb just said, it is, you know, or conveys, it is better to give than receive. So, you know, he who despises his neighbor sins, but he who has mercy on the poor is happy. And we need to go a little bit further, and that's not just the monetarily poor. Because someone has rightly said, including myself, that the poor, you know, the whole social justice thing, where we, you know, we need to take it from the rich, forget that they worked hard for it, if they did, and this, that, and give it to the poor who may not be working at all. But Jesus had an opportunity to really promote social justice, if that's a thing. He had an opportunity, because remember when the prostitute spilled a year's worth of perfume on Jesus, didn't spill it, but poured it on him purposefully to get him ready for his burial. And what did the social justice Judas warrior say? Rebuked her and said, "This could have been given to the poor." Jesus dismissed that altogether. He said, "The poor you will always have with you. What's more important? Salvation, and I am the way of salvation." This woman will never be forgotten. You see, poor, that if you do, I challenge y'all, do a study. Look up every time the word poor is mentioned in the Bible, Old Testament and New Testament. Folks, you're going to find something interesting, because if you read the verses around it, if you read the context, it's speaking of a spiritual depravity. It's Jesus said, "Blessed are," he didn't say, "Blessed are the poor, y'all give your money to them." He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit." So because they, and why did he say right after that, "Blessed are those who mourn"? If you realize your spiritual bankruptcy and depravity, then when the Spirit convicts you of that, you mourn it. And you realize what you need. You need nothing less and nothing more than the blood of Jesus Himself. That is the only thing that makes us rich. We are rich in Jesus Christ. And with that, I'll end. Let's pray. We'll have a moment of prayer, and we'll have an invitation that's set up. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word, that it challenges us, that it moves us, that it shapes us and molds us into the image of Christ. We thank you that it also comforts us who have mourned, but you can't be comforted unless you mourn, and mourn over the right things, mourn over our sin. And Father, if there's anyone here who has not been quickened by the Holy Spirit, who has not seen his or her separation from you, if their condition, if his or her condition is if they were to die today, they would be separated from you for eternity. I pray that you would not give them peace, but give them the disturbance they need, that they would become indeed poor in spirit, that they would mourn over their sin and reach up and look and receive you. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. If y'all stand.